Welcome, everybody, to Time Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Welcome. I'm Irenim.
And I'm Catherine. And today we're here talking not about necessarily just the physical travel, like getting on trains and planes and boats and whatever. We're also talking about cultural travel, being around Italy and knowing the ins and outs of how to do things and where to go and how to enjoy yourself. So here we've got some tips and some insights into Italian life, culture, and travel. And we're talking today about a very beautiful, very special city on the sea.
That's Portofino.
Portofino. So you might have seen this in many different pictures, even some movies that we'll talk about in a bit. But
yeah,
this is a very, very famous coastal, essentially fishing village.
Yeah, it is. We called it like a chicca, that is like to see a pearl. A candy, because it's very, very, very beautiful and interesting, and it's very, very, very small.
That's right. And actually, the closest nearby city would probably be the region's capital.
Yeah, Genova. Yeah.
All right, so it's in Liguria, which is on the
north
Tyrrhenian coast.
Yeah, northwest part of the Italy.
Exactly. So it's an old port that is now in the province of Liguria, near Genoa, and is only about 500 residents large. So, I mean, it's not a very, very big town.
Yeah, it's very little.
There's probably more tourists at any given time than there are residents.
Yeah, I think so. There are more tourists than inhabitants, I guess so.
Well, it's a very beautiful town, and it's famous for its beauty. And because of that, there have been a lot of famous people who've passed through there, one of whom wrote a really beautiful little line about the city, which is actually on the city's website, portofino.it. And it goes like this. Portofino, a small village that spreads out like a moonbeam across this calm port. It's a very beautiful, beautiful town that actually, because the coast isn't straight, it goes in and out, it kind of dips along.
Yeah, and you have rocks, you have green, because you have a lot of trees and la 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 la. And you have a lot of colorful houses.
Absolutely.
I think that is the peculiarity of Portofino. And I remember that I was struck by the harbor of Portofino, that it's very, very little, but it's so colorful.
Mm-hmm.
And I like colorful things, so I like it so much.
I'm sure you love the fact that there are pink buildings
Yes, it is. You know me, Catherine.
Yellow buildings and pink ones and blue ones. And they're all, you know, these because they have these little inlets. And so you've got boats kind of parked in the bay, and you've got these beautiful mansions and then the hills that go right up.
Yes.
And so it's really a kind of striking, striking coastline.
And
there,
I think also very romantic.
Absolutely. When we were doing a little bit of the research, what I thought was really interesting about the city is not only that it was a lot bigger about 100 years ago, it was not huge, but it was still about 1,000 people larger, but that the city's history goes back into the Roman times. This was a Roman port, you know, 2,000 years ago. So people have noted its kind of protected, safe little harbor there as being of some importance. So it's not the big, you know, it's not the huge trade city that Genoa was, because, you know, Genoa was this big kind of trade empire back in the day.
But it was.
Portofino is more known for being this romantic, beautiful, calm, quiet harbor.
Yeah, it is. I think that you can go there by car if you want, by train, but also by boat if you want. And it could be fun and romantic and just if you can.
Absolutely. And there are a couple things to see as far as man-made structures, because, you know, most of the beauty there is given by nature. It's just this beautiful kind of Western port. But the man-made things, there's a church. That's the Church of San Giorgio. St. George is actually the patron saint of the city. So the festival that the city has of the patron saint is actually St. George's festival. But the Church of St. George dates back to about the 12th century and is a very important church in the area and was bombed in World War II. A lot of it was destroyed and they were able to rebuild a lot of it. So it's supposed to be a gorgeous, gorgeous structure. I don't know if you visited when you were there, Irene.
Yeah, and I like it so much. I mean, I don't remember it very well because I was a child and my parent wants to bring me, like, I don't know, to Portofino, to Naples and la 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 la. And I was so bored because when you are a child, you don't mind about this thing. But now I need to thank them because I remember something.
Well, I was on the website the other day Portofino.it, or the city's website. And I noticed that a lot of people, there's enough people actually that get married in Portofino to have a special part of the site dedicated towards marriages. So,
yeah, that's
true. Is this something that Italians kind of hope to do one day, or to aspire to have a beautiful wedding on the coast of Portofino?
Yeah, I should do it, I think. Because my dream is like to have a marriage, to get married on the seaside. And so, I don't know, I should think about Portofino.
At the sunset, on the cliffs, like overlooking the bay.
I will think about it.
All right. All right, so I think that's probably going to do it as far as the history of the area. But I just wanted to mention that the city has been featured in a lot of movies. Most notably, Antonioni had a film on the other far side of the clouds, Al di là delle nuvole, that had some scenes that were filmed in this beautiful city. And even, I think, The Bold and the Beautiful had some shots taken here. So very, very loved.
So if you
want
to check
place.
It, yeah. It's very romantic because Brooke and Ridge, like, they split up, I remember, and then they saw Portofino, so this romantic city, and they kissed.
Oh, they got back together.
Yeah.
I'm impressed with your soap opera knowledge. I'm in awe at this moment. Well, if you're there, you have to check out some of the local produces as well. Don't forget that they're very well known for fish in that region, as well as some local products. So we hope that if you've not had the chance to go, that you will in the future have the chance to go. And if you have had the experience of visiting Portofino or the Liguria area, please do let us know on our website, ItalianPod.com. We're very curious for your personal stories. And right now I'm a little bit jealous of all those people out there who get to be in Portofino right now, sitting on the beach, drinking some wine, looking at the sunsets. So that's going to be it for us. If you have specific questions or comments for us or for about the site, please do check out our email address, ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com. You can get in touch with us there. Otherwise, that's going to do it for us today. So ciao.
Ciao.